This is a cellar die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's cellar die extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today. Opening is as important as closing. On a sales call, your professionalism is the first thing a customer or prospect sees. Then comes that all-important first line. Your delivery, sincerity, and creativity set the tone for the rest of the conversation. It also determines how the prospect listens. If you get attention and respect, you are likely to keep it throughout. If not, you're likely to leave empty-handed. If you're on the phone, the opening line is even more important. It's all you've got. You can't say, "Look at me in my nice suit." It's just words. It's critical to understand that if the prospect doesn't know you, the only thing on his mind or her mind is, what do you want? The faster you get to that point, the better. Are there standard stock lines you can use? Sure there are. But if your line and delivery are insincere or poorly delivered, you will be as successful in sales as you are in your local nightclub trying to attract the opposite sex.
You guys want to make out or what?
Turned down. Better stated, rejected. Opening is as important as closing. If you can't get past the gatekeeper, you can never get to try for the prize. If you can't impress the prospect, you won't get the contract. And if you aren't perceived as professional, sincere, and competent, it will soon reflect in your weekly paycheck. Here's a couple opening lines on a cold call that you can use in person. Number one,
can you help me?
Or,
I need your help.
This is by far the most effective way to start a conversation. People love to help and don't feel on guard against a salesperson. Remember, the object is to get the prospect to listen. Can you help me? Almost commands the other person to pay attention. Other lines that are effective are,
I'd like to leave or mail you a brochure about the type of product or service. Who should I leave that for? Or who should I send that to?
Another one is,
I'd like to leave some information for the person who decides about X and whatever the X is. Who would that be?
In either number two or number three, if you leave information, writing a personal note to the decider on the back of your business card goes a long way towards getting through on the follow-up call.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Here's a couple things for cold calls on the phone. Get to the point fast. State your purpose within the first two sentences. Smile when you talk. Give your name and your company. Make it short and sweet. Try to be somewhat humorous. Offer or ask for help. And state that you have important information. For many years, I have said, "Hi, my name's Jeffrey. My company name is Buy Gittimer, and you don't know me from a sack of potatoes." And then make my request. I can tell by their reaction, laugh or no laugh, who I'm dealing with. Avoid sales sounding lines. Great weather, isn't it? Or the dreaded, how are you today?
That's boring. You're boring everybody. Quit boring everyone.
Or any lengthy description about you or your company before you get to the point. For a telephone follow-up, use the same rules as for a cold calling and select from below. 1, I've been thinking about what you do. 2, I've got the answer to your question. 3, I have some important information that will impact your business or the decision that you're about to make. A majority of salespeople make the fatal mistake of asking, "Did you get the information I sent you?" If the prospect says no, what are you saying now, genius? You can fumble about how you sent it 3 days ago and how you can't understand how this could have happened, but it sounds like it's defensive. It's kind of lame. And you have ruined any chances for making a positive call. Try saying this instead.
"I'm calling about the information that I sent you a couple of days ago. It wasn't completely self-explanatory, and I'd like the opportunity to discuss it with you personally for under 7 minutes.
If you want to gain some immediate benefit, make a list of the opening lines that you use right now in your business. Revise them, then analyze them closely, and compare them to those of your coworkers. Try out your revised lines tomorrow. The results will surprise and help you."
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for: make more sales.